You're with Cape Talk.
This is Pippa Hudson on Lunch.
Okay, what a lovely, lovely experience I'm having right now. Looking over my right shoulder to see 6 different tubs of ice cream standing ready to be tasted. And of course, we chose the most overcast and coolest afternoon of the month so far to talk about them. But so what? Ice cream can be eaten at any time of day, in any weather, if you ask me. So let's celebrate it, regardless of whether the sun is out or not. Obviously, we are not short of ice cream joints in Cape Town. And in fact, if I think back on this show over the years, we have featured ice cream made with liquid nitrogen, ice cream made out of insect protein, ice cream churned by hand, ice cream made with cream, ice cream made without any animal products, ice cream made on an industrial scale, and small handmade batches whipped up in someone's kitchen. We featured a lot. We are very spoiled for choice in this city. Today, though, we want to pick up on the story of a brand that is not just a city favorite, but something of a global standout. And you probably know who I'm talking about, because back in 2019, they were voted number one on the Big 7 travel list of the best places to indulge in ice cream anywhere in the world. And that is Unframed Ice Cream. Started out with a single branch in Clove Street, and today they've grown and grown and grown. It's a great pleasure to have the founder of Unframed Ice Cream on the line to us from New York, I believe. Jan Ray, good afternoon. What takes you to New York?
Yeah, good afternoon, Pippa. Well, look, I'm very lucky to be married to a wonderful woman who's American, and okay. I'm visiting my family right now. So it is very early in the morning, and like you, it is very rainy. Okay. And so I'm re-missing home right now.
Oh, I bet you are. I bet you wish you had the view I had out of our studio window looking straight onto Table Mountain, Jan. Thanks for getting up early to chat to us, and I'm glad you were able to get to the family in the USA. One branch in Clove Street is where it all began. How long ago was that?
That was July 2016. It was the 12th of July, actually, to be precise. And it's been quite a ride since. We are now in the waterfront. We have about 7 outlets now between the city and the winelands. And it's been an exciting journey.
Why ice cream? What got you into this particular field in the first place?
Oh, that's a very simple answer. Just passion. I'm French originally. Grew up in France. Was making a lot of ice cream with my parents initially. And when I landed in Cape Town, I was always have this idea of bringing an amazing product and just really dig deep into making ice cream. Not so much on the, we knew how to do dairy. One thing we wanted to crack, it was the vegan ice cream, and we started from scratch on that. And when I landed in Cape Town, I just find this perfect place to kind of express that. So, it starts with passion, like most things.
You can taste the passion. I'm sitting here in the background, eating my way through 7 different varieties in the background here. And, the texture of your ice cream is smooth and creamy and absolutely mouth-watering. Jan, that being voted the best in the world in 2019, that must have been something of a game-changer for you.
Yeah, I mean, that was a pretty amazing thing, especially, it came a bit as a surprise. It's, contributing to put South Africa on the map a little bit for culinary excellence is somewhat of a proud moment for us and the team, for sure. Going back to the fundamentals, we just wanted to make great products, bring a great experience to people. And when you try to stay true to those things, usually a good thing happens.
Okay. Now, Jan, very good things are happening on my palate right now. I've got a range here that includes a couple of your vegan ice creams, as well as some of the classic full cream dairy versions. Talk to us. Let's start with the vegan options. And I'm going to start by comparing the vegan sea salt chocolate version with the non-vegan sea salt chocolate version. And my first comment is that texturally, they're almost impossible to tell apart. What is the difference between these two versions?
Yeah, I mean, it's actually good that you have the exact same flavors in both dairy and vegan, because the objective we set out initially was to actually really bring as good of an experience to our vegan eaters, to our to our dairy eaters. That was very important to us. So the difference is obviously vegan, no animal products. We use in that specific flavor, we use a blend of nut milk that is made by a company called the Almond Creamery out of Cape Town. And the art of vegan ice cream is basically, when you remove the dairy protein of your ice cream, which is one big factor in terms of getting a great texture, you need to be more to find other alternatives to achieve that. So we use different type of plant protein and just a lot of trials and errors, And that's how we got to this.
And honestly, I mean, they're both really, really spectacularly smooth and creamy. I do get a slight hint of the nut flavour in the vegan variation, which I really like. But they're gorgeous. Now, the other vegan ice cream I'm tasting here is something that's really, really different from anything I've ever had before. It is a beetroot chocolate ginger concoction, and it's exciting. It is really making my taste buds zing, especially the hit of ginger in there. Jan, is this a really popular seller in your stores?
Yeah, it is actually quite popular flavor, and this flavor is the true expression of what we do. We love doing the classic really well, so it's your salted chocolate, the vanilla beans from Madagascar, but we also like to bring people on more adventurous tracks and just make them discover new flavors. This is the perfect expression of that.
So you've mentioned chocolate from Madagascar. Talk to us a little bit more about where you source your ingredients from. I mean, obviously, some of them are very specialized products that you're going to have limited choices from, but talk to us a bit more about that.
Yeah, I mean, okay, back to the fundamentals. It starts with just finding the best products. That's the real, the way it will start, and then try to source as many things locally as possible. So we source most of our things locally. There are a few things that we need to go get out there. So vanilla comes from Madagascar. We have at some point to import also the high-quality cream that comes from France. And then we import a little bit of chocolate also, just because we have a wide range of chocolate. And so we import some of our chocolate also. But all our fruits are local, and we try to stay local as much as we can on this.
You're importing cream from France, did you say? Are the French cows just a cut above ours? Why would you need to import cream?
Yeah, so, what's getting hard as you grow a business is consistency. Mm-hmm. And cream is a big reason of the quality of our product. And just French know how to cream like very other countries. It's just the best quality out there. And one of the reasons is just the consistency, the fat content. And so that's one of the products we have to import. And also the shortages are been an issue right now. So, navigating those little supply issues is a bit tricky right now. So cream is imported. And that's one of the reasons also you get this really creaminess and dairy flavor.
Okay. I might never eat another kind of ice cream again in my life after just tasting what I've tasted, which is your white chocolate, lemon and olive oil. And I'd left it for last because I was a little bit hesitant, but wow. I love a scent of lemon in anything, and this is spectacular.
Yeah, that's a cool story. Morgan Stir came to us one day, and they dropped a case of this lemon-infused olive oil of those. And we sat around, my chef was in town, and we kind of played with the idea, and we came up with a white chocolate base, and it became this lemon-infused olive oil white chocolate. And it's amazing. It's one of my favorite flavors. It's very subtle, and it's perfect for summer.
I'm seriously tempted to switch off the microphone and just sit here and eat the rest of that batch. It is so good. Yeah, and congratulations to your team. You also serve sorbets as well. Won't you just remind us of the difference between a full cream ice cream and a sorbet?
Yeah, a sorbet is a fruit-based ice cream with no fat, essentially. So it's actually pretty simple. It's fruit, water, and sugar, to be very simple. And then you just adjust the different variation depending on the sugar content, different fruits. So it's a very fresh option also for summer.
Okay. Final question before we let you go. Jan, what would you say is your most popular flavor? What's the one thing you can never take off the menu?
As much as you can innovate, create new flavors, people love their chocolate, they love their caramel, they love their vanilla. So it's always going to be usually a variation of this. Mm-hmm. But the salted chocolate you're eating is a very popular flavor. And actually, surprisingly, this beetroot chocolate, our vegan beetroot chocolate ginger, is also one of our best sellers.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. It's a really interesting and different kind of ice cream. I'm going to give a quick shout out as well to the caramel and rooibos tea flavors I've just tasted in the background. The wonderful thing about this is the surprise on the palate that so many of these flavors are giving me. I've really enjoyed my lunch today, Jan. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to run our listeners through where to find your different branches. But one last comment on the future for Unframed Ice Cream in Cape Town.
Yeah, look, the future for now is making sure that we go through the season and give the best experience to our customers. So we're releasing a bunch of new flavors. And then we also have a new partners coming online in the winelands. We're going to work at the Lair Grove this year. So, keeping our operation, make sure the ice cream comes out in the best way possible and that our clients are very happy, basically. That's the focus.
Well, here's one very customer sitting here in Cape Town. Jan Ray, thanks for joining us on the line from New York City. And I've just had the most incredible, delicious lunch of the different flavors of unframed ice cream. After the news, I'll tell you where to find them if you'd like to go and taste them for yourself.
Lunch with Pippa Hudson.
We all have a voice.
Use yours.
Call 021-446-0567.
Join the conversation. On Cape Talk.
So Stefan's already mentioned the flagship, the original Clough Street store, which is in Gardens, of course. But there are several others to mention. There's a significant one in the Woodstock Quarter in Sir Lowry Road. You'll find them in the food market section at the V&A Waterfront, at the Egg in Cavendish Connect, at Locale at Heritage Square. And then there are also Winelands branches at Delegraaf and Speer in Stellenbosch and at Alora in Franschhoek. So lots of different ways to get your fix of unframed ice cream. It was my first ever taste. It certainly won't be my last.